I've titled today's message, Occupy All Streets. Someone shout, Occupy. You know, for the longest time, I've always had a desire to go to the military. I know my dad's watching tonight. Dad, thanks for instilling that into me. And I've always believed that as children of God, we are called, and the Bible speaks about that, occupying until He comes. We are called to rapidly expand the kingdom of God and plunder hell and populate heaven. You see, what you need to realize today is that it's not by coincidence that you tuned in. It's not by coincidence that you're here. You've been appointed by God and called by Him to be used in this hour by Him. It is not by coincidence. Shout that right now. It's not by coincidence. Nothing just happens. So to occupy, I want you to write this down. If you're taking notes, I encourage you to do so. Because I believe today, even as you hear the word of God, because God is watching over His word to confirm it and to perform it in your life, I truly believe that a change of story, a change of destiny, a generational change is coming upon you today in the name of Jesus. Where you once knew lack, where you once knew mediocrity, you will know it no longer in Jesus' mighty name. If you believe that right now, take 10 seconds, give Jesus praise. Hallelujah. Mediocrity will not be your portion. In the comment section, I want you to declare this now. I connect. Even in this place, I connect. Connect supernaturally with what God is doing today. Choose to have your expectation connected to what you hear, because God is watching over His word. See, to occupy is this: to fill or perform the function. To fill or perform a function. A military term meaning to hold possession of or control of or conquered a territory. So understand, we are more than conquerors. We're not here conquered. You can still conquer in a world filled with conflict. You see, there may be conflict all around you, but you can conquer because you have been supernaturally empowered by the Most High God. Again, you may have come in here tonight and you say, but what is this God thing you're talking about? We're going to get to that in a few moments. You may not know Jesus. You may not know Him as your personal Lord and Savior, but I want you to know today, or maybe you once knew Him. Today, as you encounter Him upon this altar, your life will never be the same again. Amen. This is what it says in Luke chapter 19, verse 13. And He called His 10 servants, write the scripture down. And He called His 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy until I come. You see, too many of us as believers are busy verifying. We are busy justifying. We are verifying. God has already confirmed His word. He's already confirmed His promise to you. His promises are yes and amen. We don't have to verify His word. His word is yes and amen to you. And then we're justifying why I can't be healed. Why I can't live in victory. Why I have to look like the world. We're not called to verify and justify. We're called to occupy. Someone shout, occupy. See, we as believers are not here to participate. I want you to say this after me. I'm not here to participate. I'm here to take over. You have to have a takeover mentality. Why is it that when the world comes into a place, they don't want to participate with everyone? They want to take over. You see, as believers, we're not called here to participate. The Bible says this, that we have dominion. Someone say this after me, dominion. And you know what dominion does? It sets you high above man's opinion. Write that down and write it in your spirit. When you have a covenant with the Most High God, you don't have to covet what the world is doing. See, when you are in a position of dominion, it doesn't matter what the world opinions are. It doesn't matter what the world opinion is about the church. It doesn't matter what the world opinion has said about that medical report to you. It doesn't matter what the world's opinion has said about your family. All that matters is that I live in a position of dominion because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You have to get that revelation, church. You have to get that revelation, NXT. You have to get that revelation in the comment section on Facebook right now. We are here to occupy. We're not here to participate. We are here to take over. Wherever you go, when you have a takeover mentality, you know that, Lord, You've empowered me to take over. You've empowered me to occupy this territory. You've empowered me to occupy where I am. You see, to occupy effectively, you must recognize that Jesus has already won the victory. That means He's won the victory over sickness. See, today is declared revival night. You cannot declare revival and make revival an event. Revival is not an event. This is not an event. This is our lifestyle. I said this is our lifestyle. Wherever I go, wherever you go, you carry dominion. You carry the takeover dominion spirit. That same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It lives on the inside of you. That means that you don't just, you are not there to participate. Look at what the world is doing. Raise your hands right now. Feel the anointing. Shatala kobra ala satiana monteke. In the comment section, raise your hands. Zipa katarabo shokati araba. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost now. Brasta kubra satali amanto. Zete kelebretion tolo broshaka. Raise your hands. Zapa karabaso terebesia taraba. Wherever you are now under the sound of my voice, I even see supernatural empowerment coming on you now. Supernatural empowerment from on high is coming upon you now. Supernatural empowerment from on high is coming upon you now. Fresh oil is falling now. I hear a sound. I hear a sound. I hear a sound. I hear a sound. NXT, I hear you. In the comment section, I see you now. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. A new generation is rising up that is going to occupy. That's not going to watch things happen. That's going to make things happen by my spirit. And where they go, they will set free the captives. For the spirit of the Lord is upon him. For they have been anointed by me to be vessels of change in this hour. Now thank God right now. Thank him right now from your mouth. Thank him with your hands raised. Thank him with a clap offering. Thank him with praise from your lips right now all over the nations of the world. Thank him now. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, we love you. Yes, Lord. Every eye bowed. Every eye closed. Every head bowed in this place. Watching over the airwaves right now. I feel this is the time to do this. For the longest time, the enemy has maybe lied to you. Said to you that you live a mediocre life. You won't be impactful. You won't take over. You'll be just like your family. For the longest time, the enemy may have told you you'll live with that sickness for the rest of your life. You'll live with that bondage. You'll be in that same place over and over. Shatalana mando sobra kadia la breste kelebe. The Most High God is encountering you today. You're not watching this by coincidence. You didn't jump on by coincidence in your hospital bed. I hear the word esophagus. Your esophagus. You're getting healed right now because the power of God is encountering you in a very powerful way. I see someone with something being inserted into their body and they're pumping liquid into your body. I don't know whether that is some sort of treatment that they're doing to you, but even now, the power of God is encountering you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the power of God is encountering you now. All across this place and in your homes, wherever you can hear my voice, the Most High God wants to encounter you. But it comes down to you surrendering your life to him. It comes down to you choosing to say, Lord, in my own strength I'm weak, but in you I'm strong. It comes down to you saying, Lord, from today onwards I want to follow you all the days of my life. Because it doesn't matter what has taken place before. It doesn't matter what mistakes you may have made. It doesn't matter how you've been and how you've come to this earth. All that matters is that you're here right now. And I want you today, even in this place, to not feel condemned, to no longer let the enemy hold you back, rob you of the great blessing that God has for you today. If that sounds like you on any one of those calls, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Even in this place, raise your hand right now to heaven if that's you. Raise your hands. I see hands all across this place. Come on, I see hands all across this place. We're going up. Today marks a change of story. Today marks a change of story. Today marks a change of story. In Jesus' mighty name. Now with your hands raised, I want you to pray this prayer and mean it with your heart, because today marks a change of story. I want you to say this after me. Say, dear Jesus, every single one of us, I want to hear you say, dear Lord Jesus, today I confess that I have sinned against you and I repent. I believe that you died for me. And on the third day, you rose again. And you are coming back for me. Jesus, today, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Give me a passion for the lost, a hunger for your word, a holy boldness to preach, to proclaim the good news of Jesus. Today, I'm saved, I'm born again, and I'm on my way to heaven because I have Jesus living on the inside of me. My life will never be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on. Let the church rejoice. Let all of heaven rejoice. Let all of heaven rejoice. Hallelujah. Hey. Come on, if you just prayed that prayer, I want you to stand right now all across this place. Stand all across this place quickly. Stand. Stand to your feet. Come on, let's give Jesus praise. I see you all standing up. You just prayed that prayer. Hell lost another one in the name of Jesus. Now, right now, our team is at the back there. You can take your seats. We're going to give you a few things. We want you to know, even those of you that are in the comment section on Facebook right now that prayed this prayer, wherever you are, contact us now. info@thenxt.tv. thenxt.tv. Send us an email. Tell us what the Lord has just done. Welcome to the family of God. Amen. Your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Now I've got 51 seconds left on the clock and I want to quickly give you this. How to occupy effectively. Write that down. How to occupy effectively. How to occupy effectively. You see, we shouted about occupying. We all were excited about occupying, about living in a place of dominion. But how do you do this in a world filled with conflict? How do you do this when you're at adversity? How do you do this when you're in a workplace filled with wickedness? How do you do this when you're in a school where the school is pushing every agenda, LGBTQ, F, A, B, C, D, E, F, G? Pushing every single agenda of wickedness. Let me tell you, it doesn't matter what the world is doing. It doesn't matter what the world is doing. Because dominion sets you high above man's opinion. Hallelujah. I tell you what. You need to shout that out right now. I don't care what the world is doing. I am not conformed. I am transformed by the renewing of my mind. Here's the first one, and you can write this down. To occupy effectively, you have to let the Word of God dwell in you richly. You have to let the Word of God dwell in you richly. It's not a place that you visit on a Sunday. You visit NXT and it's nice and you shout and you open up your Bible and you're like, wow, I didn't see that. Wow. And it's a once-off wow. You see, so many times we are running for revelation, but we miss relationship. It's time to come back to the basics. Stop seeking revelation and start seeking relationship with the Most High God. For those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High God shall say of the Lord. You only have the right to say when you've been dwelling. When you are dwelling richly and you have the Word of God dwelling richly on the inside of you. It's relationship over revelation. You see, the Word of God will renew your mind. It'll change your entire perspective. It will empower you that when someone is sick, even as the sick have been brought into this place today, you're being healed by the Word. The Bible says that He sent His Word and it healed their disease. That's what the Bible says. I was telling people at the school this week that I believe everything in the Bible. I believe the pages, I believe the maps, I believe the numbers, I believe everything. I believe the contents page. I believe it all. It's either all the truth or it's all a lie. There's no middle ground. Let the Word of God dwell richly in you. Malipula, I see you right there, man. Stand up to your feet. Stand up right now. Lift your hands to heaven. It is not by coincidence that you are here tonight, says the Lord. And even with your hands raised to heaven, as you've been questioning and second guessing this thing, and the passion on the inside of you, have a desire for the things of God, but every time you get distracted, there are things that come up and come up and come up, and you keep on being distracted. Thus says the Lord, today with your hands raised as a sign of surrender, a new beginning starts in your life. You will carry the mighty fire of God, and wherever you go, says the Lord, you will impact and change. You will affect change, says the Lord, and you will be a blessing in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Receive it today. The second one is this. Everybody shout this and put it in the comment section on Facebook as well. Just do it. That's it. Just do it. Look at someone next to you and say, just do it. Now, I know that is a very famous tagline for a particular sport brand. Just do it. Look at someone else and shout that and say, just do it. In the comment section right now, just do it. Stop overthinking. Stop second guessing. You know, when you walk past, who have you walked past someone who was sick this week? I'm going to be honest, I put my hand up and my legs up. I walked past them and I went, wow, man. And you know, at the moment I was like, you know, when you think about everything that could possibly go wrong, like what if it doesn't happen? What if they don't get healed? Let me tell you, fear says what if. Faith says even if. Even now I know that he will rise again in Christ. So when you operate in faith, even us as men of God and women of God, people who are in full-time ministry, we are presented with opportunities like that daily. You have to choose to say even if, because that's where faith resides. Even if it does not happen, I know God is faithful, and I know that he will surely perform his word, because his word says that Jesus Christ, as he is, so am I. And God had anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power to heal the sick, to set at liberty those who are bound. I can most certainly do it too. This is not a church thing. Healing the sick must not just stay in church. It must go out, because that's how you occupy. Someone shout, just do it. You see this? God moves with the movers. He doesn't sit with the sitters. We've come into this place today. You've heard the word of God all around the nations of the world. You're hearing the word. It's time to move. Someone look at someone next to you and say, it's time to move. It's time to occupy. Right now, raise your hands. Say this and make this declaration. Today, Lord, I will occupy all streets by the limitless power of God. Today marks a turnaround in my life. As a carrier of the fire of God, I impact change. I influence change. And signs, wonders, and miracles are normal in my life. Now receive it right now. Receive it from heaven. Take it right now. It's yours. It's yours. Take it. Take it. In Jesus' name.